Just this morning, I was asked what the questioner perhaps did not realize was a very timely question, and that is whether there is any concern with dating one's letters with the common date of the month of the non-Jewish calendar. And it's timely, of course, because this week's parasha, Chodesh Zelachem, Rosh Chodashim, Yishon Hulachem, L'chadshe Hashana. So the Ramban there writes that what the pasuk means is that Bnei Yisrael should count the month of Nisan as the Chodesh HaRishon, and from that point on, all the remaining months of the year should also be counted, says Ramban, as Chodesh HaSheni, HaShlishi, etc., in order to thereby create a remembrance for the Nes HaGadol. Because whenever you mention the month, says Ramban, and you refer to the first month, the second month, so you obviously remember, well, this is the first month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, second month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And this is a Zikaron B'Nes HaGadol, he writes. And that's why, says Ramban, there are no names given to the given in the Torah to the months, just numbers. Ramban then compares it to the mitzvah of Zochas Yom HaShabbos. He says, just like with regard to remembering Yom HaShabbos, we do so by counting Echad B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos. That is actually why the custom evolved before the Shir Shal Yom to begin with that short little preface of Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos, even though many Sidurim of old did not have that preface. But consider Ezra Leo, he cites that in the Kitzur Hashla, quoting from Talmidei Harizal, that is mentioned as a appropriate minhag, which we have by and large adopted. Although he interestingly points out that if that's the case, why then on Shabbos should you have to say Yom Yom Shabbos Kodesh? If the whole purpose of the preface is to say Rabbi Mekayim Zachas Yom HaShabbos by mentioning Hayom Yom Yishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, etc. So on Shabbos itself, when you're being Mekayim Zachar with Kiddush, so you shouldn't need to say Hayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. Okay, but be that as it may, that's the minhag in most Sidurim. But Ramban says that this is a kiyum of Zachas Yom HaShabbos, and therefore he writes Ramban, so too, the Zechir of Yetzias Mitzrayim is performed and fulfilled through the counting of Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, etc. Then Ramban adds that Chazal tell us that the names of the months, Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah says, came from Bavel. And the reason, says Ramban, is that initially we counted only by numbers of months to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but after we came back from Bavel, so the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, "V'lo ye'omer od chai Hashem asher ha'alos bnei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim, ki im chai Hashem asher ha'ala v'asher hevi es bnei Yisrael me'aretz tzafon." So after Golas Bavel ended and we returned to Eretz Yisrael, so now we remember no longer the Geulas Mitzrayim exclusively, but the Geula from Bavel as well. And hence the names of the months were adopted from Bavel to remind ourselves of the Geula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us back from Bavel. And Ramban adds that the names of the months, Nisan, Iyar, etc., are Shemos Parsiim, Persian months. Says that's why you only find those names mentioned in the Sifrei Nevi'ei Bavel, Zechariah, Ezra, Nehemiah, Megillas Esther, because those are all Persian months from Bavel. If you do a quick search of the Babylonian months, you'll find Adaru, Nisanu, Ayaru as the names of the Babylonian months. Along those lines, the Chasam Sofer in his Torah Moshe al-Torah writes the following. Chasam Sofer writes, after quoting the Shamban on this pasuk, he says, "Vezet tochachas musar shenichtov b'hamichtavim b'kadome yom rishon b'shabes v'chodesh rishon." Lochas v'shalom kemisparm shalom asa'olam. So writes the Chasam Sofer al-Torah. He says, this is a musar. We should write Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Chodesh Rishon, not chas v'shalom, the numbers of the umos ha'olam. In his drushes as well, the Chasam Sofer writes a number of places. Just cite one example. This is quoted both in the footnotes of the Bar Ilan's citation of the Torah Moshe, Al Torah, and also by Rav Vajin is Yabia Omer in Yerdea, Chelek Gimel, Simon Tess. The Chassam Sofer writes in his drush as follows. He says, V'lo ka'osam chadashim mikarav bo, not like those who've come recently, shekos v'mereshim megilta, they write in the beginning of their letters, minyan leidas Mashiach hanotri, the number of years from the birth of the Christian Messiah, v'kosei v'chosim, and the person who writes that and signs that, she'ein lo chelek b'elokei Yisrael. He's pretty fierce in his condemnation of that usage of the Christian date. The problem, as Rav Avadja himself notes in Chelek Gimel, Yerdea Siman Tes, is that if you look at Nigro Sofrim, the Chassam Sofer's own letters, there's a letter that he wrote to the government at that time, dated 1821, and the Chassam Sofer writes at the end of the letter, Shmona November, Elef Shmona Meos Eshem Ba'achas. So on the one hand, Chassam Sofer himself is writing very fiercely in his drushos, En L'chelek B'lekei Yisrael, how could you date your letters to the Leidas Mashiach HaNotri? And then he himself, in his own letter to the government, does exactly just that. Somewhat puzzling. So both the Shuvah Shebiya Omer of Avadja and Tzitz Eliezer in his Chelek Ches Simon Ches speak about this issue. Tzitz notes point of interest that he says up until about 300 years ago, he says this was not discussed in the poskim as being a Dover Usser. Recent innovation, it sounds like. He says you find it primarily in the Hungarian poskim, he says, that they start speaking within the past three centuries of this Isser of the Christian dates. He says before that, he says, we don't find it discussed in the poskim. And in fact, it's Eliezer and Vlad Yosef both quote numerous Gedolei poskim who use the Christian dates, Chavos Yar, Truvas Ramah, Maran Padua, and they cite chapter and verse, so to speak, simon by simon, where these Gedolei poskim all refer to a Christian date in their letters. Just shows you the godless of the Gedolei poskim. They didn't just know Bikias and Truvas in terms of the topics discussed. They knew which Truvas discussed topic A, topic B, and which Truvas assigned with the Hebrew date and which Truvas assigned with the Christian date. It's another Madrega and the Bikias of the Gedolei poskim. So the question is, so obviously there's clearly no Isser Doraisa, whether it be one of the Chukosem Los Aleichu, whether it be one of Hashem Elohim Achem Los Iskiru, or whether it be this mitzvah of Chodesh Elohim. You see, so many Gedolei poskim speak about or date their letters with references to the Gregorian calendar, months, date, and years.
Does that include the abbreviated year? In other words, January 1751,
or is
that the same, really the same thing? Because you know what you're talking about,
so
it's a reference.
Right, so I know in some Sfarim you'll see, in some Chassidish Sfarim, when they have their publication date, they'll have instead of 1991, it'll be 991. In these two Truvas, Tzitz Eliezer and Rav Avadja, they don't seem to make any mention of that as a recommended mahalach. Rather, they say as follows. Rav Avadja writes the following. He says, with regards to the Chassam Sofer himself, his own seeming inconsistency, he says he thinks that the Chassam Sofer is criticizing only those individuals who started changing everything, changing their names and their spoken language and their clothing and looking bedafka to emulate the non-Jews of the time. So they're going to change the dates as well, bedafka for that reason. That says the Rabbi Omer is what Chassam Sofer is coming out very harshly against. But he says if there is a need to use the Christian date, obviously the Chassam Sofer is addressing the local government. What are you going to do? Date your letter with the month of Mar Cheshvan. They're not going to know what you're talking about. So he says there's a tzorch mischori v'kadoma, he says, for the tarich lo aziz. And then he says that's okay. He then cites an interesting discussion, and Tzitz Eliezer discusses this as well. They cite the sefer Otzar Yisrael, whether in fact the calendar year 2020 actually is an accurate count to the birth of Yeshu or not. That seems to be a bit of a question as well. It might not be an accurate count altogether. It might be a few years off, in which case there shouldn't be any issue whatsoever of using that calendar date as far as referencing the birth of the Christian Messiah. So they discuss that as a possible also justification. Ladina, Rabbi Vajra writes the following. He says, there's no issur min adin, hamekilim yeshbam mashiach smochu. But he says, if there's no pressing need, so then you should write the Jewish date. So says Rabbi Vajra, he says, and if you need to use the non-Jewish date, so it's best to write both dates. Aside from Limes Baram, to write also the date of Lebriya Sa'olam. So Eliezer, similar tshuva in Chelek Ches, Simen Ches, writes, perhaps the only concern of those who raise objections is when you actually indicate that it's L'sfiras HaNotrim. But if you write L'minyan HaNohog, for example, so you're not looking to identify your dating as a Christian practice, but rather as a commonly, societally accepted practice. So perhaps that is not a concern. So Eliezer actually addresses the issue as to what's preferable, writing the names of the months, January, February, March, or writing the numbers of the months, 1, 2, 3. He feels that the names present more of a problem, interestingly enough, because that might reference an Avodah Zarah of old by name. He says that Bavadja seems to prefer the names over the numbers, because you're not counting if you mention the name. Just mention the name of the month, of the non-Jewish month. It's not counting by the months of the year of the non-Jewish calendar. So that seems to be a bit of a discussion here as well. But Bavadja, Eliezer as well, concluding, also says pretty much along the lines of Rav Avadjeh, says if there's any need, for whatever reason, you're dealing in business, you're dealing with non-Jewish acquaintances, and you need to write the non-Jewish date, he says certainly there should not be a concern in doing so. Also along the lines of the Tshuvas Yabi Omer of Rav Avadjeh. And he also suggests, as Rav Avadjeh does, that if you can use the Hebrew date as well, so then certainly then that's even better, he says, than just using the non-Jewish date exclusively. To use the Hebrew date also, he says, is certainly preferable if you can use both.